Chest, breathe out. Deep breath in. Good. I like that. Try it again. Breath in. Great. Thank you. Let's see for this. Sound back into your throat, and then we don't get to enjoy.
It's up there. Oh, don't open your mouth too much. Ready, sing.
That goes 2/3 below the pitch and 1/3 above the pitch. That's the vibration that we have. What that does is it, instead of having something trying to drill the center of the pitch, which is not quite work with tuning anyway, we get full. We get a thicker pitch, a pitch that's more rounded, chiaroscuro, a dark light in it. It's a much nicer, more pleasant way of dealing with it. It also makes a much warmer sound. The pitch ends up being in the center there, so we hear it, okay? There's no need to drill it that way. So I'd like it to feel that way with vibration. Here we go. Ready? Nice and open, relax from the chest, breath down, ready, sing.
Sing.
Yeah.
Sing.
That's not the good place to start. It goes against intuition, but it works. Ready, sing. Starts under the chest. Here we go. Ready? Sing. Can we say Mirai?
Yeah.
Let's say Mirai, why not? I want to. So we'll do it. Quote, estis in convivio. And then you sing the chorus part. And then we're going to sing verse 2, which is, the boar's head, as I understand, is the rarest dish in all this land, which thus bedecked with gay garland, let us servire cantico. Servire cantico. Not servire, it's servire. Servire cantico. Okay, got it? For now, I want everybody to sing. So it's the first two verses with the accompanying choruses at the end of those verses. Okay? Got it? No, we'll start with the first verse. 1, 2, 3. Because we're gonna, because I want to. Just to throw it, just to make everything, ooh, we're like, we're in old England.
Are we
yes, please. Yeah, Merai.
And Rosemary.
Rosemary and Merai. Yeah, and the Merai. Yep. We're gonna go the whole distance. We're gonna do it all the way. 1, 2, 3.
The boys Oh,
comfort and joy. So I grew up in Colorado, and Colorado is an interesting place because you meet very few people, at least when I was growing up, that actually were from there. Most of the people were coming from somewhere else. We had several waves of people. When I was growing up, we were just finishing the Texas wave, and then there was a Midwestern wave, and then there was a California. By the time I moved out, which was past college, was in the 90s, there was a California wave. So I missed that one. I got some of it in my college. When I was in college, I went to and had a break, and there were two people sitting there, and the girl was talking to this guy, and she said, and I was like, oh, so this is so wild. I couldn't understand why anybody would talk like that. He's like, oh yeah, is that really true? And I didn't really think that people actually spoke like that. Because I grew up with a Texas twang. And it's very funny to me when you New Englanders get Texas twang. Like comfort, that's a Texas thing. Insurance, umbrella, comfort. Yeah, comfort. Comfort and joy. All right, can I hear just the tenors and altos from the beginning? Once again, we're looking for what I call mid-Atlantic, which is somewhere between Boston and Britain, okay? So, God rest you merry gentlemen, okay? Not God rest ye merry gentlemen. Once again, that's Texas. God rest ye merry gentlemen, ready? I'm saying whatever's written. You. One, two, three. If you're not a tenor or an alto, don't sing. If you're not a tenor or an alto, please don't sing. Please, if I'm working parts, really don't even hum. Just get it in your head, okay? Because it's really distracting when I've got a totally different part, and especially if it's wrong. Okay? Just don't. Please try to just get it in your head. Listen to what they're doing. Pay attention to what they're doing. Help them out, okay? It's really not helpful. Pretty good. Can I have just the altos and sopranos from the beginning? One, two, three.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
us off from Satan's power when we yeah, let's go from To Save Us, everybody, please. So bottom of page, the first page, pick up to the last minute. One, two, two.
To save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
I always thought it was so interesting, it's tidings of comfort and joy, and it's just isn't that weird? But you have to kind of go against the sound of the music. I know, this one's always been like, what? Tidings of comfort. It's like for people who don't want to sing this song. Tidings of
comfort.
It's Christmas in Rome. I know, it's Christmas. Tidings of comfort. It's bad figgy quitty. Alright, so what's going on? Let's go to the pickup. We have the melody, tenors. Hopefully you know what that is. One, two. But I don't want God, our Heavenly Father, to God, our Heavenly Father. It does have that, but it's a brush, it's not a, okay. Altos, start with the altos. One, two.
From God
All right, let's hear it. So, So everyone sing the soprano line. One, two. Sing your part. Don't pick a part. Sing your part. One, two.
Thank you.
out a little bit. Bring it out. Not, don't push. Just make it more, ah, more bite from the sound. Ah. Everybody else, turn down. Oh. But why? Yeah, okay. Never mind, I was wrong. So tenors. The second time, those G's are yours. Yeah. So, yeah. Sorry.
Just the second time.
Just the second time. Here we go. Melody in alto says right there. So if you can't hear that melody, you are too loud. One, two.
Thank you.
Check out the Wassail song. It happens a lot faster than you think. Let's go a little bit faster. Here we go. One, two.
Thank you.
That was pretty good. Until then. Good. Yeah, it's got to be, I mean, I mess it up more than once. But thank you for those who were not watching me and did it right. Can I just hear from bottom of page 4 at Grazioso, just the altos and sopranos. 1, 2, here's
the
bottom of page 4, second measure. Pick up the third measure.
Basis
or the... No, just the tenor. Just rest your arm. 1, 2.
Thank you.
All right, good. Let's look at First Noel, which is in Christmas Carols, Volume 2. You know what's awesome? I've been listening all day, you know, as I have week two and week out, to just horrible, horrible things. This is so nice. It's so nice to be here with you all and to communicate with you all and to make music and stuff. I mean, the strangest thing is this person was basically talking about that AI is going to take over everything. And I'm realizing, no. This can't do, I mean, they could do my job, probably. But this is the communication that happens here is what matters. This is what happens. I mean, we're learning notes and rhythms and all this stuff, and yeah, that's important, but it's really this communication back and forth where we're singing together and stuff like that. This is what it's about. And so I am personally very grateful for all of you for doing this, and as hot as it is, and it's just wonderful. So it makes me feel good. I hope it makes you feel good. All right, so let's look at First Noel, starting from the beginning, where it says, So this is, oh, and then you close your lips. Oh, exactly like the humming chorus. So everybody sing, oh. Yeah, so here's what I heard. I heard half go, and I heard half go. If you go, it goes right in your nose, and I get, and I don't want that. I want, that's more sound. Yeah, yawning's good. It means you were in the right space. Good. So, ooh, oh, sing, oh. Yeah, good. And thanks for those of you who adjusted back to the solo. I appreciate that. Do this on O. On O for now. One. It just means don't make your breath an ending. So if it's not, if you go, oh, oh, that's too much. So, oh, oh, so that it feels like you're still going on. Even though you take the breath, we won't notice it because you're keeping the energy going, okay? And then when you come to the last part of that you can take a lift and then go, okay? And then we start again, all right? So once again, tenors and altos with sopranos. One, two. just the altos and tenors again?
At letter A.
But it's nice because it's there. It's one of those things that when you, because everyone's so used to, that's sweet, and then suddenly you hit this, what? You know, yeah. It's like, ooh, it wakes everybody up. So, can I hear letter A, once again, tenor, then altos, and let's add the basses, why not? One, two, three. Page 38, measure 11. Just altos. One, two, three. Having that space. Oh, okay. One, two. Very cool. Okay, good. Look at the Coventry Carol, which is the one before this.
Three.
So it's say, and then it goes out, right? So. join you with the altos? One, two, three.
Sing.
Yep. Got it? Yeah, it's just, it's, so the second soprano note is. Yep, that's it. You got it. All day long. So second sopranos and altos, say. Here we go, ready? Second sopranos and altos. One, two, three. That's it. That's all you got. Okay? And tenors, join us. Soprano, twos, altos, and tenors. Ready? One, three. Yeah, that's it. And bass ones. Soprano ones and bass twos. Say, one, two, three.
Oh, my love,
We just read through that. It'd be a great chance to get this in your ear, get these things in your ear, and kind of have an idea of what we're doing, so we don't have to start over every single time. This semester's actually been really, really good. It seems like everybody's keeping up and everyone's doing a great job. If you feel like you're drowning, don't worry. It's fine. We'll catch you up. This is just a lot of music, so we're kind of banging through it. But we will get to everything, and we will make sure everybody's got what they need to get, okay? So if you have specific questions or you feel like you're losing it, let me know, or let us know, so that we know if we need to work something specific. But I probably will address almost every question that you got. But like, I'm being able to figure out what works and what doesn't, and we'll clean it all up. But like I said, there's a lot of stuff to get through, so here we go. Okay, Masters in this hall. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Masters in this hall, leading you today.
From overseas and ever I do pray. Oh, man. That's all that matters. All right, just a few things. Holpen. Holpen. Okay? Holpen are all folk on earth. Okay? If you turn to page 5, that is bass and tenor split. That's the four parts. Okay? Just so you know. So, yeah, sopranos and altos don't keep singing. But I didn't hear anybody, so I think it was right. If you did, it was quiet. It was good. Yeah, so we'll work on that, okay? But that's a split. Then when we get to page 9. Then everybody. Okay? And then basses and tenors, that needs to be very bell-like. No. Okay. No. The tenors. No. No. What ye who? I love that. What ye who is this? What ye who is this? Said the hinds to me. Person's hearing talking animals. Great. What else? What am I missing? I mean, there's lots of little things, but we'll go over them again. Good. So, okay, take 5 minutes and then come on back. Well, Eric is coming back. Not yet. Let me know. What looks good? Yeah. I might need to, but I don't know. No, let me get you. So I will give you some. I'll learn them all.
Okay, basically. Got it. Right.
Okay. Break's over. Take out kings to thy rising. Yes. I was going to say. So, if you notice, we have a lot of Noel. Okay? And this is going to sound really dumb, but I would like you to kind of go with whatever we have written. So, example, this one is Noel. Not Noel, but Noel. Noel. No W. No W-L. But we have others that say Noel. Yeah, that you can put the W in. But for this, no L. Try to make it cleaner. Okay? Just a picky thing. Make sure you're paying attention and they're paying attention. Sounds that kind of denote this as opposed to this. So, for when you do da, 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 that's that. But this no, give it up there. All right. So right where you come in, 3, 4. Yeah, and it needs to be one coordinated group. That's really ragged. But the celestial choir was very nice, but you have to keep these vowels very pure. Not getting your throat, it's not a nice sound. Here you go, one more time. No else. 3, 4. Mystery. Nobody has any idea what's going on. Okay? What's going to happen here? 3, 4. Yeah. No. The record got started slowly. There you go. No. Can I hear the tenor note? No. Bass?
No.
Tenor?
No.
Bass?
No.
Oh,
Sharp,
yeah,
when it doesn't have the natural sound.
Well, the reason it it has a natural sign there because it's now C sharp in the C sharp.
The C sharp sounds like this.
So yeah, so one above.
No, 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 no,
no. Got it. Okay. And G, we're all in unison. Do you want the basses really low or in the middle?
No, no, with where you've been.
With the notes are.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Are you, you mean where did you say? A G?
We're all in unison.
Yeah, yeah. Go. Okay. Go up. It's not that high. It's where you've been. It's not that high.
Good.
All right, look at what child is this? So let's start at the beginning. So, oh, Just that part. Yeah, the tenor two, tenor one, bass one, and bass two. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Would you please sing along with the tenor tunes?
It's the melody.
Do it in your octave too. Don't sing your octave. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do this every year.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so starting with the basses. One, two.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Oh, daddy, sweet dream to you
wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
This idea. So, a happy new year. Okay, let's do that a little bit slower. Just at the presto. Here we go. Presto. Agitato, si può play, maestro. Bottom of page 8, letter E, as in Evinrude. Let's do we.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Mary Jane.